KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Atlantic girls swim team competed at the state meet in Marshalltown over the weekend. They came away with a 12th place team finish as they scored 63 points. Ames was the team champion with 372 points. That state meet was held at the Marshalltown YMYWCA. Taking a look at those results individually for Atlantic in the 200-yard medley relay, Atlantic had a 14th place finish with Anna Maria Lowry, McKenna Ewalt, Claire Christensen, and Aaliyah Hermanson making up that team. Also in the 200 freestyle, Cambry Miller qualified 12th best in the prelims and finished 14th in the finals with a time of 1 minute 57.51. In the 200 IM, Anna Maria Lowry participated in the prelims but didn't qualify for the finals. Claire Christensen in the 100 butterfly also participated in the preliminaries, did not qualify for the finals. In the 100 freestyle, Cambry Miller qualified 10th and then improved one spot on that in the finals as she placed 9th overall. 53.64 seconds was her time. In the 200 freestyle relay, Atlantic had an 8th place finish with Aaliyah Hermanson, Catherine Landhouse, Claire Christensen, and Cambry Miller making up that team. Also in the 100 backstroke, Anna Maria Lowry participated in the prelims, did not qualify for the finals, though. And in the 400 freestyle relay, Atlantic had a 7th place finish overall. Aaliyah Hermanson, Anna Maria Lowry, Claire Christensen, and Cambry Miller made up that squad for that race. In college football news, Iowa is out of the AP poll, and they said goodbye to their title hopes in the Big Ten West after a 38-36 loss at Purdue Saturday. Spencer Evans' 25-yard field goal with 8 seconds left was the game winner as Iowa's decision to chase points early backfired. Twice in the second half, the Hawks failed to convert a two-point conversion, opening the door for that field goal to win it.
I figured it was going to go beyond this thing. I thought it was going to be in the 40s, quite frankly, at that point. So, yeah, we're going to try to score every point we could.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Purdue and quarterback David Blau torched the Iowa secondary with several big plays.
First half, they had three possessions where they had touchdown drives, and big plays popped up and all. That's been the season for these guys, really. I mean, if you look back on the games that they've, you know, when they go 60 yards or more, they have had one big play or two. When you play them, yeah, that's kind of what you're fighting. So, yeah, we didn't do a good enough job of minimizing those things. And if you do, you got a chance. And if you don't, you pay the price.
Ferentz says there's still plenty to play for.
But there's still a lot out there to be had. You know, this season's hardly over. And, you know, it's the attitude we have to have. And the good thing is we got really good leadership. And I think those guys understand that. And they'll help everybody else just keep pushing forward.
Hawks will be back home this Saturday hosting Northwestern. Iowa State is into the AP poll at number 23. The Cyclones are 5-3 and in the thick of the Big 12 title hunt after a 27-3 win at Kansas. The Cyclones need to win out and get some help to qualify for the league championship game.
This is a team that's stayed in the moment all year. And, you know, it was really hard to keep focus. Everybody thought it was really hard to keep focus when you're 1-3. And, you know, everybody will say now it's really hard to keep focus at 5-3 or whatever it is. And the reality of it is the only way we have any shot, our margin for error is still really small, that we're going to have to continue to get better.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says the Cyclones are not concerned about the big picture.
We're going to have to continue to get better. And, you know, there's enough, especially over the last two football games, that you'd say, man, if we don't improve in some of these small value systems, we're going to get ourselves beat.
Iowa State will host Baylor this Saturday. The top three teams are the same in the latest AP college football poll, but several changes just below. Alabama remains the unanimous number one selection following Saturday's 29-0 shutout of LSU, which dropped the Tigers out of the top five. Clemson stays at number two. Notre Dame still holds on to number three, while Michigan moves up a notch to replace LSU at number four. Georgia is fifth, followed by Oklahoma, West Virginia, Ohio State, LSU, and Washington State. The Mountaineers moved up five spots with Saturday's one-point win at Texas. Iowa State is ranked for the first time this season, one of five teams to move into the top 25 this week. Well, the Chiefs still lead the AFC at 8-1 after Patrick Mahomes passed for 375 yards and three touchdowns in a 37-21 victory at Cleveland yesterday. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Mahomes has 29 touchdown passes and 3,185 yards, the most by any QB through 10 games since 1950. Kareem Hunt grabbed a scoring pass and had two touchdown runs as Kansas City handed the 2-6-1 Browns their fourth straight loss. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Chicago beat up on Buffalo 41-9. Carolina outscored Tampa Bay 42-28. Miami got by the New York Jets 13-6. Atlanta beat Washington 38-14. Pittsburgh over Baltimore 23-16. Minnesota topping Detroit 24-9. The LA Chargers beat Seattle 25-17. Houston over Denver 19-17. It was New Orleans beating the LA Rams 45-35. New England over Green Bay 31-17. Tonight, Tennessee is at Dallas. That's a 7:15 kickoff. The Iowa basketball team rolled to a win in exhibition play Sunday afternoon with a 103-46 win over Guilford College of North Carolina. Junior forward Tyler Cook had 12 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Hawkeyes took command with an early 17-0 run.
You know, when the lights come on, and you've been practicing against each other for over a month, you know, you get kind of anxious to get on the floor and play against, you know, some guys other than yourselves. But it was a lot of fun getting out there. I'm sure that the new guys enjoyed themselves being able to, you know, come out and put their jersey on for the first time and play with each other instead of against each other. But, yeah, we did a lot of good things today.
The Hawkeyes open up the regular season Thursday night at home against Missouri Kansas City.
You know, there's still some stuff that we got to straighten out, and, you know, we're going to do that. We got a ways to go in terms of where we want to be, but we're getting better, you know, little by little every single day, and so that's all we can ask for.
We'll have that game for you Thursday night here on the radio. You can catch Hawkeye basketball season long here on KJN. In the NBA on Sunday, Milwaukee beat Sacramento 144-109, Washington over the New York Knicks 108-95, Brooklyn over Philadelphia 122-97, Orlando beat San Antonio 117-110, Phoenix over Memphis 102-100, Portland beat Minnesota 111-81, Toronto topping the L.A. Lakers 121-107. Three games on the ice yesterday in the National Hockey League. The New York Rangers beat Buffalo 3-1. Tampa Bay in overtime over Ottawa 4-3. And Anaheim an overtime 3-2 winner over Columbus. In racing, Kevin Harvick earned a shot at another NASCAR Cup Championship by rocketing past pole sitter Ryan Blaney in overtime to win at Texas Motor Speedway. Another late caution led to a third restart in the final 35 laps, each time with Harvick leading. Harvick led 177 of the 337 laps. It's the second year in a row that the 2014 Cup champion has won the fall race at Texas to get into the final four. With Joey Logano and Harvick locked in after winning the past two races, the series goes to Phoenix next week with only two spots up for grabs for the championship run at Homestead in 2 weeks. And in golf, Bryson DeChambeau holed an eagle putt from just inside 60 feet on the 16th hole before completing a 5-under 66 and a one-shot victory over Patrick Cantlay in the Shriners Hospital for Children Open. DeChambeau won for the fourth time in his last 12 starts on the PGA Tour and moved to number 5 in the world rankings. He had to survive a wild back nine at the TPC Summerlin, in which four players had a share of the lead at some point. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.